how have the last couple of days been since you've been able to kind of get that Ohio State loss out of your mouth?
The last couple of days have been good. We watched film, saw what we could do. Like we said, the effort was there, but there's a couple of minimal mistakes that we made, and there was a couple of plays that they made that cost us a game. But if we come out, playing like the way we did, we'll be all right. We just got to clean a couple of things up. Definitely the defense played pretty good. We just made too many small mistakes. Mindset wise, I think we're all pretty good. We're kind of excited that we still have an opportunity to make a one great season, and we can still win two more games and have a 9-1 season. So that's something to be really excited about and be ready for. So that's what we're looking forward to right now.
What different is this week for you, considering that in the past you've been able, by the time Thanksgiving's come around, you've been able to get back home, be with your family and whatnot. And now this week you have a game to be worrying about.
I'm sure a lot of people are taking this a little differently. Some guys who have been in the program for about 2-3 years, see it kind of sucks a little bit just because they're not going to be able to go home for their family. I've been up here for 4 years, so my family and me is kind of up here. All my friends and I got family in the morning, so it's just kind of easy for me to adjust. But I can see how some people are kind of worried about it. But at the same case scenario, we got a game this week, and that's something that we got prepared for, and it's just another thing that is going to take our attention away for something that we got to handle. So we're gonna do that and get after it.
So now, do you do anything then together as like a team, or do you all kind of just do your own thing on Thursday?
We just kind of do our own thing. I think we're letting out practice early, so either some guys on the team are going to get together, or some people are going to travel and hang out with us, a couple of their family or friends. So that should be beneficial to them. But it's just another game for us, really. So we got to take it as such.
How do you feel about playing this game outside for once, as opposed to the last time you went up there, you played them in the Metro?
Oh yeah, it's definitely going to be a change from being a cool environment to a warm environment to a cool environment. So that's going to be a challenge. But when we were here 2 years ago, Purdue game and the Penn State game were really cold. So it's not like we've never played in the cold before. So it's something that they're going to be thinking is going to be a benefit to them, and this probably is. But we're going to have to take it as adversity and overcome it.
Have Broderick or Carl said anything to you about having to go up there and play outside and how it might be a little bit different?
Not at all. I live with Broderick, so he tells me it's always 10 degrees colder up there than it is down here. So it's definitely going to be something that we're aware of. The weather's going to play effect on the game, but we should be ready, and we're excited to play.